This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Are you ready for the greatest show of all time? That is a Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. We're going to have a good time today. We're all going to hang out.
And now, back to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy on Fresno's Hot 97.7.
Welcome to Hoppy Hour.
You know he's right. Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E.
What up? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Recording from home today, looking at my mom, brushing my cat Luna. Well, we got the Chicago news on, which is all murder, but we got a thing going on at work. I am not complaining because I absolutely, positively love my job. But there's a technological problem going on. Maybe Mercury's in catering. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is, you know, like if you type in your password wrong on a company email like 4 times, it'll lock you out for like 20 minutes. It's doing that, but only after one attempt. And then sometimes I'll send in a ticket to IT. Then, of course, when they look at it, it's fine. And I thought it was resolved. They're doing a good job trying to fix it, but I think there was a glitch in the computer. So I made a song about it.
Locked out, man. Locked out, locked out. I get locked out. At work, at the studio, this is wild. I ain't even hit it wrong 3 times, what we doing?
I did.
Yeah, uh-huh. Badge beat green, but the screen say nah. One click, two clicks, still stuck at the wall. Did it right first time, right like the last. System tripping like the past came back fast. Ryan on the mic, but the mic won't let him talk. Password perfect, still getting that block. Whole crew laughing, yo, what you break now? HR walk by, act fake, face proud. I ain't typo 3, I ain't typo 2, I ain't typo once. This the system, not the dude. I'm the voice of the drive time rant. But the login page treat me like I can't. Locked out, but I'm still big stepping.
Locked out,
locked out, and the show still repping.
Locked out,
locked out. Feel the block in my route, but I'ma manifest the fix. They gon' sort this out.
They gon' sort
locked
this out.
But the car's still playing.
Locked out,
locked out. Hear the whole block saying
locked out,
locked out. Watch the doubt fade out, cause I'ma manifest it. They gon' fix this now.
Yeah, that's it.
The help desk line, please hold, don't move. Elevator music trying to calm my mood. Ticket in the queue, I'm like, bump that cue. Got brakes to burn, got fans to tune. I'm seeing it clear, that reset code land. Phone light up right now in my hand. Check in the back, say, yo, I got Hoppy. One clean click and the freeze get sloppy. I'm speaking it real, I'm speaking it loud. This glitch get ghost, this lock get bounced. I'm claiming my chair, that's screaming that board. See the law get light like a crown, one accord. But I'm still big stepping.
Locked out,
and the show still repping.
Locked out.
Feel the block in my route, but I'm a man. If it's a fix, they gon' sort this out.
Locked out,
but the card's still playing.
Locked out.
Hear the whole block saying
Locked out.
Watch the doubt fade out, cause I'm a manifested. They gon' fix this now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I like that. Locked out. It's my radio creativeness. I was, it's like my inner Eddie Volpin from Eddie and Jobo. I was like, I obviously can't play Locked Up by Akon. That's what that was based off of. And I asked Suno, the AI site, I asked it if it could make me a song similar to Locked Up. And then it like had this like kind of like mark on the screen where it's like, we can't do copyright. And I'm like, you know what I mean now? So I explained it to them, but that was very therapeutic. So here we are. It's Christmas Eve and we're all hanging on. We're all having a good time, aren't we? Cannot believe it's Christmas Eve. It doesn't even feel real. It's very weird. This whole like month feels like a whole year. Because one week I was working with MJ. The next week I was working with Orlando. And then I was catching up on sleep the next week. And now I got my mom in town, which is fine. I'm not complaining. But there's just a lot going on in the world of Ryan Hoppy. But hey, at least I'm not a loser like Russell Brand. Let's see what's going on here.
Today on TMZ.
Okay. Wow.
Harvey's back. Yay.
So Nick Reiner is sitting in a jail right now processing what happened to his parents.
Okay, so last night I got a little drunk, been drinking the last few nights, just under a lot of pressure, and I gotta stop drinking, but it's just, man, it helps you, but then you get like hungover in the middle of the night. It's weird how that works. And I told ChatGPT, I said Nick Reiner is a loser, and it's like, you are drunk right now, blah, 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 and I was like, no, even if I'm drunk, he's still a loser.
And surprisingly, this is not someone who is, you know, hitting the walls with upset. And it has to do with his mental state.
So we're learning that Nick Reiner right now is dazed, calm, and cognizant.
Yeah, he's a psychopath. I'm really obsessed with narcissistic personality disorders because I work in radio and everyone has it. So I'm always obsessed with comparing a narcissist to a sociopath to a psychopath. I have a little bit of narcissism in me being an only child. A lot of morning radio hosts are sociopaths because they will use people to get ahead. And then a psychopath to me is when you just murder somebody.
He's working with psychiatrists to figure out what type of medication he should be taking.
Because he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia. And this is a huge deal in this case.
The thing is this, I don't have any sympathy for him because he didn't have the energy like he wanted to get better. And this is what drives me nuts about mentally ill people that use it as a crutch. They're like, oh, get used to it. I'm severely mentally ill. I am bipolar as fuck. And guess what? I know I'm not schizophrenic, but I'm just saying I try to be nice to people. Even if I'm in one of my moods, I try to be nice to people.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have Mama Swift to thank because she is the matchmaker that hooked them up.
Yeah, Mama Swift was tired of her dating these beta male losers. She's like, you're not even getting good sex. I got to help you out here.
Call me up like there's a guy.
He's really cute.
Their mom was like,
yeah, that was all because he made that friendship bracelet. I've covered it since the beginning. And her mom just seems wishy, honestly.
Hey, Taylor, you make terrible decisions.
You said something like, you got to start doing something different.
Her mom's like, you got to stop adding to your body count.
God, even the mom shades ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, you know you don't want to be married to that household.
Jelly Roll officially had his felonies pardoned.
I don't know what it is about Jelly Roll. He just grosses me out, dude. He's just like, he looks better when he was fat. What is weight loss? Kelta, if you're listening to this, you should try it. It would look fascinating being skinny.
Obviously, he had a huge criminal history when he was younger.
Turned his life around.
I know somebody that used to buy coke from him. I guess it was really good cocaine.
Did he get the pardon because he's a celebrity? Yeah. And if he wasn't
a celebrity, no
pardon?
He's the king of second chances.
Two things can be true. He, A, deserves it, but B, he wouldn't be getting it if he wasn't famous.
Yeah.
Every time this comes up, I just feel sorry for Joe Exotic, man.
I disagree because Joe Exotic tried to get someone killed.
Matt Rife on the Sherry Talk Show.
Here's my thing on Matt Rife. All the women love him. And all the radio hosts that look like pigs are jealous of his good looks and that he doesn't want to go on their shows. But here's the problem with Matt Rife. I heard that his stage work, you know those clips you'll see on Facebook and it's got like a million likes and it's him talking to the crowd? Those are plants. When I heard that that's not a real situation, that ruined it for me. It's kind of like when I'm on a first date and a girl says, oh, what about War of the Roses on the radio? And I'm like, that is fake.
Older women, really.
I do. I know an older woman just wants a younger guy who's going to make her reach for that life alert button.
There's a type of older woman. Like the one you want to go for is like crazy blonde alcoholic.
Courtney. I'm not that old.
The old part is what you objected to?
Yeah.
That woman's annoying. She just seemed like that girl that gets drunk at like 4 a.m. outside of an L.A. bar. You know what I mean? She just grosses me out. It bothers me. You just look at her and you're like, Jesus Christ, she's going to wait for me. You ever see that with a woman? And you're like, God, he's never stopped talking. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. It sounded a little sexist. It's not sexist. It's just the truth. When a woman critiques a man, oh, they're applauded. When I do it, I'm the bad guy. Got it. That makes a sense. Let's see what the hell's going on with this clip right here of TMZ on TV. This is going to be riveting. It's going to be the best thing you've ever heard. Maybe not. But then again, if it's the best thing you've ever heard, you've not heard that much good stuff in your life. I don't know. Here we go. Here is another TMZ clip that we can break down, that we can have fun with and party and whatever. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Today on TMZ.
All right. If you're wondering where you shop when you're a bit.
I don't want to listen to that voice. I'm done. Sorry. I know that sounds rude or whatever. I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. I wonder if people ever hear my voice and go, you have an annoying voice too. At least I know I have an annoying voice. That woman's probably like, oh, I got such a great voice. It's time to do Hoppy's Inbox. I got a funny message last night. Oh, yeah.
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
So there's this guy. He's got a private account. Anyone that's a listener of radio that says rude comments on Instagram, 100% of the time, they got a private account. Because they're losers. Because they're anonymous douchebags that never achieved anything in life that they wanted to, so they take it out on others. And this guy said, whoa, keep up the good work. I'm one of your 13 listeners with like a praying emoji. Here's the thing. You can look at my social media and my Instagram and be like, who the hell is listening to this show? He's got no comments. But I looked at the numbers the last few weeks. We have had 5,000 individual listeners in the last 2 weeks on Spotify. And altogether, we've had 8,000 listeners in the last like 8 weeks. So we went 5,000. I can look at the numbers right now. You can tell me my show sucks or that you don't like my voice or whatever. And this whole year, we've had 37,000 listens since January. And then let's look at YouTube right here. Let's see what we're doing on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Oh, 33,194 listens in the last 28 days with a watch hours of 400 hours watched and 20 new subscribers. Every day I have at least a new subscriber. Let's see here. And an individual audience of 20,000. So 20,000 and plus about 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to come at me with a result, trust me, you're not the person I want to have make me come. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Let's see what the hell is going on in the world of celebrity news. Because there's so much going on, it's nuts. Oh, I should probably turn up the sound. The imperfect show, unknown as Hoppy Hour. We always have the levels I turned down on accident.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
All right, let's see what we got right here.
Jen and Ben are reuniting once again.
Man, I give a big ups to, any celebrity couple that has to hang out with their family. I mean, what I mean by that is hanging out with their ex. Like, my exes despise me. It's probably because I'm a Virgo and we have bad breakups or whatever. But the idea of hanging out with my ex and having kids with them is quite frightening. It is not an image I like in my head. It doesn't really make me go, oh, yeah. I wish I had a kid with you. Let's see what's going on here.
J-Lo linking up with Ben Affleck and his 13-year-old son Samuel for some shopping fun December 21st.
Oh, yeah. You know, they bought him a lot of presents.
In Los Angeles, ahead of Christmas Day. The former couple reportedly swinging by several high-end clothing shops before...
You know, they're definitely swingers in real life as well.
...grabbing a bite to eat at the farm shop market nearby. J-Lo looked stunning with her hair parted down the middle and pulled back.
I mean, she looks pretty because I like when girls look raggedy and don't have a lot of makeup on, but she doesn't look stunning. She looks trashy.
Beautifully framing her face. Her dress, a gorgeous chocolate...
I'm not going to listen to them kissing her ass. She looks like any woman you see out at the store. Like, not bad. I'd still plow her. I'm just saying it's not like, I don't know, impressive. I'm not like, oh my God, you look amazing. But hey, what do I know? I know a lot, which is why I do this show. I know it's Hoppy Hour. I'm always here to entertain you guys. I'm always here to make you guys think about things.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
This is a weird headline.
It's hard to believe. Kids in an elementary school locked inside a plywood box for misbehaving.
I mean, these kids nowadays seem like absolute twats. I'm not against it.
They have reported to me that they could hear children screaming from that area of the school sometimes.
I was in a remedial class in fourth and fifth grade, and there was this kid named Jimmy who was an absolute punk. And they had like a little room, which was like almost like a timeout room, but it looked like a padded wall. Like if you're like in solitary confinement. And I remember one time he like beat the crap out of the teacher and then I didn't see him again for a while.
Times all day. It was children they deemed bad.
National outrage is growing today over the revelation that a timeout box is in existence at a school in upstate New York.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to be upstate New York where they're crazy. Where they never see the sun.
Chrissy Jacobs, a former school board member and parent of a student at the school, was given these photos.
Some children reported to their parents that they were spending breakfast to lunch inside the box.
That's kind of creepy. Kind of reminds you of the stories you hear from the boomers from like the 60s when the douchebag nuns would like beat the crap out of kids. Oh, but God loves the nuns. Those nuns were so sexually angry, it's funny.
And they were left in there so long that they would fall asleep.
Inside the box, it appears there are
That's probably what the teacher wanted.
Scratch marks, perhaps from students who tried to desperately claw their way out. The school was identified as St. Regis Mohawk School.
Oh yeah, Mohawk School.
Near the Canadian border. Other school districts have used controversial methods of punishment, especially for special needs students.
All right, so that's what's going on there. Doesn't seem ideal. Man, there's sometimes, like, you know how some people shouldn't be parents or whatever, like half the world? Sometimes I look at some of these teachers and I'm like, you really shouldn't be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Olympic great Simone Biles and her husband are facing tough criticism today.
Listen, if you are getting triggered by Jonathan Owens, a football player, and by Simone Biles, you're a loser.
For having their Doberman puppy's ears cropped and his tail docked. And the breeder they bought the dog from says he's getting death threats for...
God, people that have dogs just need to get a life. Not saying all of them, but like, a lot of these dog people just lose their mind.
Performing the legal but controversial surgical procedure.
I've received several through email, text message, basically saying, we're going to find you, we're going to pin you down, we're going to, kill you and your family.
Breeder William Regal says Dobermans make great guard dogs, and lots of owners prefer their ears stand straight up because they make their dogs look more menacing rather than have floppy ears.
These are protection dogs, so with the ears standing more erect, they're able to hear better.
But social media is erupting with backlash aimed at Simone and her husband, Chicago Bears star Jonathan Owens. Why do you still dock the ears?
All right, get a life.
It's cruelty and purely cosmetic for human enjoyment, goes this comment. PETA is condemning the procedure.
Oh, shut up, PETA. You guys peaked in the 90s. You guys are washed up hags.
Ear cropping is excruciatingly painful and, as cruel as it sounds, permanently disfiguring them for no reason other than to achieve a certain look.
Oh, whatever. I'm sure you guys do nothing to achieve a certain look. You're annoying.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Timothy Chalamet's dreaming big and telling haters he wants to be supreme.
Yeah, he definitely is starting to care a little too much. He's in that Kardashian world, which I predict in 2026. Hoppy is predicting that those two will break up.
A 29-year-old actor speaking to IndieWire in an interview published December 19th, saying that when it comes to feeling self-assuredness in his career, he's, quote, leaving it out in the field. This is the spirit of Marty. This is ultimately an original film at a time when original movies aren't really put out. It's a movie about the pursuit of a dream. I'm leaving it out on the field. Whether it's the merch or the Zoom or the media appearances, I'm trying to get this out in the biggest way possible. Timothy, who's set to star in Marty Supreme opening in theaters December 25th, also telling the online publication that all of the extreme publicity surrounding his new film, which included his girlfriend Kylie Jenner also getting an orange, is all in the spirit of his character.
All right, there you go. I don't know. I just feel like he could do better than her. She's obviously a billionaire. She's a successful woman or whatever. Seems like an okay mom. I just feel like he could do better.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Kate Hudson is addressing why she turned down the role of Spider-Man.
There's something about Kate Hudson. Oh, she just bothers me, man. You know when you see a celebrity and they just seem wishy-washy and you're like, shut up.
The 2002 blockbuster movie ultimately cast Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yeah. One of my earliest memories of knowing I was heterosexual was that upside-down makeout scene. That was a lot for my second-grade brain to comprehend.
As Mary Jane, alongside Tobey Maguire, but Kate Hudson was the first pick. Speaking on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, December 20th.
That guy gets all the guests. Like, Watch What Happens Live. I think it's probably because Andy Cohen's a good-ass dude or whatever, but he is, like, getting the guests.
22nd, Kate says...
Now that I look back, it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, that would have been nice to be in the Spider-Man movie.
Yes.
But at the same time, I did a movie called Four Feathers. I got to meet Heath Ledger, who became a very good friend.
Right.
And I got an experience that I would have never had.
Okay.
She adds, so part of me is like, life happens exactly the way it's supposed to, and I'm so grateful for it.
Whatever.
But I do look...
She does seem like she regrets it.
Look at that, and I'm like, oh, it would have been fun to be her.
Yeah, she's regretting it. She's telling herself that she doesn't regret it. Let's see what's going on here.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Oh, dude.
James Cameron opens up about how some people go too far.
Yeah, James Cameron, yeah, he's obviously a genius. Yeah, he's made good movies. We all know that, but he seems like kind of a douche.
12 years after Amy Poehler made a dig at his marriage to Catherine Bigelow.
Shut up, Amy Poehler. Yeah, you got a successful podcast. Yeah, but you just seem so, like, fake. You just look at her. You're like, why are you still talking? Oh, geez.
the 2013 Golden Globes. The Hollywood director shares in an interview with the New York Times that to this day he believes the joke went, quote, too far. Shearing, Amy Poehler's remark was an ignorant dig at an event which is supposed to be a celebration of cinema and filmmakers, not a roast.
Oh, shut up, James Cameron. You're not that interesting. It's not that deep. Nobody cares.
I'm pretty thick-skinned and happy to be...
No, you're not thick-skinned. If you were thick-skinned, this wouldn't bother you.
The butt of a good-natured joke, but that went too far.
Oh, come here.
During the opening monologue of the annual awards ceremony, Amy and co-host Tina Fey kicked off the show with some jokes about the nominees, including Best Director Kathryn Bigelow.
Yeah, she's kind of cute.
Kathryn, who was married to James from 1889 to 1991, was up for the award for her film Zero Dark Thirty. Amy said about the director, "When it comes to torture, I trust a lady who spent 3 years married to James Cameron."
That's pretty funny.
And while the dig was over a decade ago, the Avatar director admits he's still hurt by the comment.
Oh, get over it. I'm sure you've always been nice to people on the set. Shut your ass, dude.
Hey, this is Gary Meyer, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Oh, yeah. Let's see what we have right here. I'll just... Today on TMZ.
Today on TMZ.
Well, over the years, Nicki Minaj has worn many hats. And now it turns out one of those hats is MAGA.
I have the utmost respect.
You hear her trying to sound smart. Nicki Minaj, you've made a song called Anaconda, which was about your vagina. You ain't that smart.
For our president.
She is a supporter of President Trump. What if TMZ sponsors a... debate. Nicki Minaj on one side, Cardi B on the other, who's Bernie Sanders supporter.
Oh, yeah, we'll just call him.
That would turn into such a catfight. Actually, Hoppy Houdini was able to get audio of it. That's what it would sound like. Oh, jeez.
Oh, we should get Taylor Swift to perform at it, too, while we're doing it.
So we broke a big story on the Two Angry Men podcast about Nick Reiner and the investigation.
The LAPD showed up at that hotel. Maybe you need a search warrant. And we're told that they never presented a search warrant. Right.
This could be a big problem in the case.
Say they found something in there. Can it not be used in the trial now?
That's what the defense is going to say.
Tom Brady, possibly in his feels over his ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, getting married.
Yeah. Tom Brady is almost 50 years old. And he'll post these cryptic things about Gisele. And I'm like, dude, she started out as a side chick. I said, what are you doing? Get over it. Does he have no game? Does he have nothing going on with him?
To her jiu-jitsu instructor.
Why do you think he cares?
He's a little emo about it. Honestly, Bridget Moynihan finally getting her revenge.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Can I thank you for saying that?
Tell you, women just are like elephants.
What?
They knew. Forget.
Cardi B is revealing all her daughter culture wants for Christmas. Shein clothes.
Isn't Shein cheap?
Culture probably has no idea, like, the meaning of a dollar.
I disagree with that. Rich kids get allowances too, don't they?
She's 7.
That was a thing when I was growing up, that everybody got an allowance.
How old were you?
11 or 12.
That's reasonable, but it's like 6 is like, you still have to help them wipe their own butt.
Weirdly, I'm at that stage again.
Ah, TMZ, they're so funny. So wild and crazy.
These alleged thieves may have bit off more than they could chew. This video was released by cops in the town of Greece, New York. They say,
"Oh yeah, Greece, New York." I hooked up with a girl a lot that was from there. It's kind of near Rochester, where we have a lot of listeners. That was a really sad story. That was terrible. All her friends did this batch of cocaine, and like all 7 of them dropped dead. It's kind of a dark place.
Shows a pickup truck, pull over, and 2 men get out.
That is.
They then proceed to load snow blowers into the bed of the truck. This plan may have sounded easier than it was. Their first attempt at getting away wasn't successful. It seems like there's not enough room in the truck for all of the machinery they wanted to take.
I like this music.
But instead of leaving some behind, they just tied the snowblowers to the back of the truck and dragged them off. While they weren't seen taking the snowblowers, they were spotted by police as they drove through town.
What a bunch of dummies, especially in a town like Grace, New York. It's not that big. You're going to get caught. But then again, criminals are stupid. I think we all know that. I think we are aware of that. I don't think that is a breaking news for people. But hey, if it's breaking news for you, whatever.
Hey, this is Tom Bernard, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, let's see what we got here.
Amanda Bynes is sharing her progress.
Yeah, I always root for Amanda Bynes. Do I think she's Batcraft crazy? Abso-frickin-lutely. Why do I say she's Batcraft crazy? Because I am.
After losing weight with Ozempic, the Nickelodeon actress who quit acting years ago.
I don't understand. Like, I have a gut. I'm kind of chubby. I'm not skinny or whatever. But I'm also able to be fat because I'm like 6'9". But what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's I don't get the people who take Ozempic. It's like, go to the gym. Do it naturally. You're lazy.
Shared on Instagram, December 22nd. I usually don't like paparazzi pictures because I was 180 pounds.
But that's when we lie. That's when I like women, when they're thicker with more to love. Creeps me out when they're all bony.
But now I've lost 28 pounds on Ozempic. I'm down to 152 pounds. I know I still look big, but this photo is really inspiring.
You don't look big at all. Man, every woman out there has body dysmorphia.
Bring to me. The 39-year-old wore ripped jeans in the photo, a Lady Gaga graphic t-shirt, and a petite blue handbag. Last year, Amanda shared how her mental health struggles led to her weight gain.
I feel like we're not supposed to know what happened at Nickelodeon because she's really troubled.
Expressing her desire to make some lifestyle changes. She wrote in a March 2024 Instagram story, I've gained over 20 pounds in the past few months from being depressed.
Poor baby.
I'm doing a lot better now and have learned to do the opposite action when I don't feel like working out or eating clean.
All right, there you go. By cheating. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856 A 494-6773.
Hey, it's Scott Rizzuto from The Riz Show in St. Louis, and you're listening to my man, Ryan Hoppy, on the Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What's going on right here?
JoJo Siwa is celebrating Chris Hughes' special day.
Yeah, I'm wondering how long this is going to go on. There's rumors that he wants to propose to her. I don't know if she's doing that thing that bisexual women do, that my ex did, where they think they like men. But they need to just be with women.
On December 22nd, the Dance Moms alum takes to her Instagram to pen a special message in honor of her boyfriend's 33rd birthday. Writing, this day 33 years ago was a good, good day. The day my favorite person was born. She added, I couldn't imagine a life without you in it anymore. You are the best friend, son, brother, and boyfriend. Right. Happy birthday to my love.
That's so cute.
And since going public with their romance in June, the duo, who met while filming Celebrity Big Brother UK, has shared insight into their sweet romance.
What?
And as Chris previously emphasized, that he wasn't planning on getting down on one knee this holiday season, he firmly
now she gets on one knee.
He believes that he found his perfect match in JoJo, telling E! News, she's literally the love of my life, but also my best friend.
That's very dangerous. When your girlfriend is your best friend and you go through a breakup, you lose two people, your friend and your lover. So you gotta be careful, bud.
Like we sit and do nothing together.
The sexist radio host Tom Likas, who I grew up listening to, used to say that you should not be best friends with your girlfriend or wife. And I was like, why would you say that? And now, yo, I kind of get it, dog. That is.
Yo, what's going on? It's Joey Franchise, Poppy Shampoo from Wild 94.1, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with my dog, Ryan Hoppy.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Devin Werkheiser opens up about his former Ned's Declassified co-star, Tyler Chase.
Yeah, it's sad that guy from that show, I never watched it because I didn't have cable growing up. He's homeless now. It's sad.
Recent footage surfaced showing Tyler, who played Martin on the Nickelodeon series, experiencing homelessness in the streets of Riverside, California. Devin is sharing his reaction. In a December 22nd interview, the 34-year-old who played Ned on the show tells TMZ, "Tyler was a sensitive, sweet, and kind kid. It is heartbreaking to see him this way."
And I saw that the guy that got his life together, the dude from Mighty Ducks, reached out and was like, "I have a couch you can crash on." That was nice of him.
While Devin admits he hasn't spoken to Tyler since the finale aired back in 2007, he acknowledges how addiction and mental health struggles can change a person's life, noting, "I haven't seen Tyler in almost 20 years since the show ended." Anyone who has dealt with severe addiction and deep mental health issues knows it's an unbelievably challenging situation if they don't want help. And while he's heartbroken by what he's seen, Devin is holding on to hope, adding, "My only hope is that from this exposure, someone with real understanding and resources can step in."
Hopefully that all, oh no, I'm losing my voice. Hopefully that all gets resolved. Yeah, my voice has been a little better this week, but I'm still a little concerned.
Hey, what's up? It's Steve Miggs of the Daily Miggs Show on 99.9 KISW in Seattle, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Ryan sucks.
With Ryan Hoppy. We love you here.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Kylie Kelce is setting the record straight.
I love Kylie. She definitely does that thing called keeping it 100.
During a December 24th episode of the New Heights podcast, the mom of four joins husband Jason Kelce and brother-in-law Travis to chat all things holidays, from gift-giving to kid meltdowns.
What?
And since it was Kylie's fourth time on the show, Jason couldn't resist asking how she felt about being dethroned as the most watched episode after Travis's fiance Taylor Swift appeared back in August.
Oh, that was so wishy-washy and fake. I don't mind Taylor. I actually like Taylor more than Travis. And Travis just reminds me of like high school bullies that are just so douchey.
The 33-year-old fires back with a laugh, saying, "Great. I'm always cheering on Taylor and everything that she does. So the fact that I finally got dethroned, it was welcome."
Yeah, you know, she wasn't really feeling that way.
But that wasn't the only thing she wanted to clear up. The Pennsylvania native says she constantly gets tagged in clips from the podcast, including one where Travis recently claimed he and Taylor have never gotten into an argument.
Well,
Kylie admits that made her do a double take.
"When you said that you don't fight, you were joking, right? Like, you were being sarcastic, the giggle."
That's because they're never together, and Travis is a dummy. Got an IQ of 4.
"Afterwards suggested that you were being sarcastic."
What?
Emma tried to ask me about it on my rundown, and I was just like, "I'm pretty sure Trav was joking."
The Chiefs tight end jokingly dodges the question.
Yeah, that's the problem with Travis. This is why I like Jason a lot better. Is Jason's genuine. He's like, "Yeah, we are you. Yeah, we fuck. Yeah, we do this and that." And like, Taylor has to have that perfect image.
Responding that he only fights defensive players.
I'm not playing that stupid. Because he is stupid. He's a moron. He let a woman ruin his stats. Let's be honest here. It's not Taylor's fault, but he's not his focus. Ever since he began dating her, he's been an absolute mess.
Hey, I'm Scott Burrell, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with my boy Ryan Hoppy.
That is.
You're shaking it up with my boy Ryan Hoppy on Hoppy Hour.
That's me.
It's time to shake it up on Hoppy Hour.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Alec Baldwin details the toll the Rust fallout took on his life.
Alec Baldwin is such an asswipe. Listen, because you didn't know how to handle a gun, someone is now dead. And you are now making it about you for going on 5 years later. Not only when you die will you be remembered as a narcissistic loser. Second of all, you'll be remembered as a guy who just couldn't shut up. You literally got away with manslaughter. And now you're saying it has health issues? Of course it does. You have a little bit of a conscience, obviously, but you're an asswipe. And you think you're better than others, and you're not that interesting. You are literally playing yourself on 30 Rock and elitist douchebag.
On a recent episode of the Dopey podcast, the 67-year-old actor says he faced numerous health challenges after facing...
Poor baby. Shut up. We all know you're whipped by your wife.
Voluntary manslaughter charges for the 2021 fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, who was killed when a prop gun fired on the set of the film Rust. Alec, who shares seven children with wife Ilaria Baldwin.
Oh yeah, she just pops them out. She squirts it up.
Says of that period, the people I was most concerned about, the people I had the deepest pain for, were my wife and kids.
What a freaking piece of garbage. You took someone's life. Someone's mother, someone's daughter, someone's sibling, someone's wife, someone's best friend, someone's probably mentor because she seemed like a cool person. But oh, poor you. The wife or the pain that caused your wife and family, you're an asswipe. And you're also a deadbeat father. No wonder your daughter hates you. You're a loser.
My kids would see me sitting in a corner. I couldn't even move.
You're a beta male douchebag.
He continues,
I think I said that wrong.
Can tell you it broke every nerve in my body, spiritually, financially, work-wise, my...
I cannot believe how much of a narcissist Alec Baldwin is. Like, there's some people out there that are narcissists, and you're like, okay, it's whatever. He might be one of the most narcissistic people ever.
Career, my wife, my kids, my friends, my health.
Your friends, the people that use you for money and clout.
Shares, if I told you what my health conditions have been since October 21st of 2021, adding it's taken at least 10 years off my life.
Yay!
The charges against the actor were dismissed during his July 20.
And then that poor girl, yeah, she was kind of a brat. The one that was giving out the gun. Yeah, she was bragging on podcasts and she got the job because of her dad. But she's the one that got screwed.
24 trial after a judge ruled that prosecutors intentionally and deliberately withheld evidence from the defense.
Whatever. Sometimes you look at people like Alec Baldwin and you're like, man, it must be nice to have that money. But then you look at how much of a loser that he is and you're like, whatever. Whatever, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow we got the Commanders and Cowboys. We got the Lions and Vikings. And then the Broncos and Chiefs. Let's see here. The Cowboys and Commanders game is on CBS. Let me see here. The Lions and Vikings game is on CBS. And then the Broncos and Chiefs game is on NBC or ABC or Prime Video. That's weird. I thought they were doing a Netflix game this year. Did I Mandela effect that? Or was that last year? Anywho, it's probably why I'm not in sports radio. But DK Metcalf was suspended two games for that incident with the fan, like a stupid CTE moron that he is. And also, Travis Kelce led the league in Pro Bowl votes, which I think is stupid because he had an awful year. But also, it's the Pro Bowl. No one takes it seriously. That was cool. 856 49 Happy. And it's 856-494-6773. I saw this headline here, and this is interesting. Obviously, Jake Paul's had a hell of a career doing the boxing, doing whatever he does. But now he said he has baby fever. I wonder what type of dad he would be. I don't know if he'd be amazing. I don't think he'd be terrible, though. I think he'd be a little bit of a mix and like whatever. He'd be an okay father. The kid would be a brat, though.
Are you going to keep boxing?
So it's Logan Paul talking to Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's making me like $20 million in 5 minutes, bro.
You really love this shit, huh?
I do.
Yeah. I'm going to take some time off to go support Yuta at the Olympics.
So sick.
Then she's going to move to Puerto Rico.
I did.
Move her here. Maybe go snowboarding or something.
Maybe get Esme some cousins.
Yeah, that part. Honestly, I'm ready, bro. I have such baby fever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was ever a rocket scientist, but you could tell taking the hits to the head has made him a little stupider.
I want kids so bad.
Yeah, you're going to be a great dad.
Are you sure about that? 856 49 Hoppy. Oh, yeah. Alabama Barker was seen posing in these like lingerie pictures on the bus, showing off her ass, showing off her boobs. Not quite like full on, but yeah, you know, that's got to be either disturbing for Travis Barker or he doesn't care. Because there's got to be an in-between if she's actually doing that. All right. It is time for Epstein news. How much I can handle.
Yeah, yeah. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mac and cheese, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection. Donald Trump on a jet, no boarding pass. Epstein's Island, snakes in the grass. I be on the mic, spitting the facts. While Mac and folks blind, got their heads in the past. Golden Tower dreams, but the soul's hollow. Follow with sipping Kool-Aid, they blindly swallow. He ain't a savior, just a brand to sell. Narcissist king with a gift. The shell, Ryan Hoppy calling it. No filter, no cap. Truth cuts deep, sharper than a trap. Donald Trump went to Epstein's Island. Mega cheers, but the truth ain't silent. He don't care, just loves the reflection. A con in the mirror, chasing perfection. Red hat screaming, he's one of us. But he's eating filet while they scrape the crust. Mar-a-Lago party, champagne fountain. While they climbing up debt like scaling mountains. Hoppy hour buzz, breaking the trance. Pull the curtain back. Matt, he don't dance. Puppeteer strings got the bass hypnotized, but the greed in his grin.
Oh, yeah. Trump flew there at least 8 times. And also is being accused of rape, along with Jeffrey. And supposedly, Jeffrey Epstein would buy girls, little girls' dresses off of Amazon, along with beads. And a wooden preschool shaped playset. Good. That's great to hear. Sarcasm. Very disturbing. And let this play out. Here is Donald Trump, who's so innocent. Here he is talking about Bill Clinton being in the pictures. It's quite funny how, listen, I'm not a Bill Clinton guy. He actually ruined radio. Yeah, Ronald Reagan started it, but he signed the deregulation of radio or media, whatever it's exactly called, where I Hate Radio, the company, was able to buy out like thousands of stations and ruin the business. So I'll never be a defender of Bill Clinton, but it's ridiculous that all the pictures of him at Pedophile Island are released, but the ones with Trump are not. And you know Trump's guilty when he's defending someone on the left. Here is Donald Trump talking about Clinton.
Were you surprised by the number of photos of Bill Clinton in the Epstein files? And can you commit to their full release by the end of the year? Some of the victims were protesting that too many of them were redacted.
I know. There are a lot of people that are angry about all of the pictures of other people, you know. But I think it's terrible.
Yeah, you know, hooking up with 12-year-olds is kind of a big deal, bro.
I like Bill Clinton. I've always gotten along with Bill Clinton. I've been nice to him. He's been nice to me. We've always gotten along. Respect him. I hate to see photos come out of him, but this is what the Democrats, mostly Democrats, and a couple of bad Republicans are asking for.
Here's the thing, dude. Just admit you went. There must be pictures that are so bad because he's always trying to like change the subject. And it's crazy. I used to get defensive when I would hear that the rest of the world would laugh at us. Now I'm like, just do it.
So they're giving their photos of me, too. Everybody was friendly with this guy, either friendly or not friendly. But they, you know, he was around. He was all over Palm Beach and other places. The head of Harvard was his best friend, Larry Summers. And Bill Clinton was a friend of his. But everybody.
What
was.
About you?
I actually threw him out of Mar-a-Lago. And as a, you know, as a person that was.
Just because you threw him out of Mar-a-Lago doesn't mean you did nothing with him. It just means you had a business breakup like you have with everybody. You dummy.
In Mar-a-Lago. I threw him out. Mar-a-Lago is, this is Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
A freaking idiot. What a freaking idiot. And then we got this.
The Department of Justice just made 11,000 more files public. That appears to be the single largest release in the case. Some of these documents.
Yeah, but they're all liberals. I don't like that.
Documents already raising eyebrows are.
Like, if he was so innocent, just release it all.
Chief Capitol Hill correspondent Ryan Nobles joins us.
So there's that. Here is Hunter Biden saying, that there were obviously some failures in his dad's presidency. To me, the biggest failure, I say this to people all the time that are liberal and they get mad at me, but hear me out. The biggest failure that will always be remembered on Joe Biden. Now, I didn't vote. I don't care. But the guy obviously was whipped by his wife and was told what to do. So what happened was he thought he could run again. And then he did that debate in June 2024-ish and came off like an absolute idiot. So here's the problem. The problem is he should have admitted, yes, I've spent a half a century serving the people, even if you believe it or not. I've spent 50, 51, 52 years, whatever it was exactly, serving the people. I am now 80 years old. I have a maximum of 20 years left on this planet. I'm going to pass the torch. But no, they let him run, and then they gave it to Kamala, who never was popular. And we'll talk about her in a second. But here is Hunter Biden.
I assume that anybody that's running for president, if they could fix the immigration issue, would try to fix the immigration issue. Because we need immigration.
This is Hunter Biden, which one of my favorite stories I heard about Hunter was that they did an intervention with him and his whole family was there and his wife was there and all his side chicks were there and that everybody got along and that's how charming he is. Like, you know, if you like the Tampa Bay reference, you know, if you brought Hunter Biden to Ybor City, he would be the life of the party.
We need a vibrant immigration.
And then he's at this set. I think this might be the Sean Ryan show. And right next to him is alcohol, of course, because he's an alcoholic loser. And then he's got his book that no one bought. Beautiful things.
But we don't want immigrants that are coming here illegally draining us of resources. And
but your father allowed it, dude.
Being prioritized above people that are actual literal heroes. Whatever your position on the things that he did them exceedingly well and accomplished them. And he had mistakes like every other president has had.
I would say he had more mistakes, but I will say America was a lot quieter.
Some that I may disagree with, but absolutely 100% had some real failures also. The way in which they executed the withdrawal from Afghanistan.
There you go. There is Hunter Biden, son of the year. Here's the deal. Let's just get this over with. A lot of times when I make a clip on Happy Hour, I wait till the end so that it sounds like new material. But right here, we are going to talk about Russell Brand, who I never thought he was funny. I always thought he was a loser. I always thought he was a hack. And he just has rapey vibes. And he's honestly, listen, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in religion, but I think religion can be good for people. And the problem is he makes all religious people look bad. And shame on MAGA for claiming him. You're claiming a rapist? I mean, then again, look at who the president is. All right, here is the latest with Russell Brand.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Russell Brand is facing additional charges of rape and sexual assault.
I mean, if you look at Russell Brand, yes, he was funny and get him to the Greek. Yes, he was not a bad radio host when he was on the radio, not the grifting podcast of being conservative. When he was doing a dirty radio show on BBC Radio, he was funny. But now he's a loser.
The two new charges include one further count of rape and one further count of sexual assault involving two more women who've come forward against Brand.
Yeah, he just has that vibe of like slipping an item in his drink. And also, he's obsessed about Katy Perry, which makes him look like a loser. That's when you peaked.
London's Metropolitan Police Department confirmed December 23rd in a press release. He is due to officially face these charges in a London court in January 2026.
Here's the problem. I do believe that there are people that believe in God, and that's fine. He only believes in God because he's trying to change his image because something happened, like, I don't know, the rape charges. So it's like, oh, I'm a new man, but then throws shade at Trudeau. He's a bitch.
E! News has reached out to
Brand. They reached out for comment and didn't hear back, right?
Brand for comment, but has not heard back.
So there's that with Russell Brand. And then here's a selfie video he did.
Most adored and beloved friends.
He said sociopathic loser, where he does that thing where you forget about what you're mad about. Like, he just talks.
season's greetings.
Sociopath.
And it is the season of Christ Jesus.
Shut the fuck up. You think Christ wants to be associated with you if God is real somehow? He wants to be associated with someone that raped people, someone that treated people badly behind the scenes? Shut your fucking mouth.
Lord and Savior, the coming of the light and the power.
You do know about coming.
This is a time of great darkness. You're all aware of that.
Yeah, the women that you raped probably felt really alone.
A time of confusion and dispute and conflict.
He is just changing the subject. He's like a true narcissist. Whenever they get caught in a lie or in trouble, they're narcissist talk. That's why all morning radio hosts are narcissists. And they blah, 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 blah. And you forget about what you're mad at.
But I've learned in my own life that attack can bring about grace. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that in my own life that I get to participate in change and transformation. And
trust me, if Russell Brand is saying that he's taking part in change and transformation, I never want to take part in change and transformation. Like when he says that he loves everybody, I don't want to feel the same emotion as a loser, washed up douche.
Growth and love. And I feel so blessed that I have the opportunity to atone for the many things over the years that I did wrong. And the opportunity.
Yeah, you raped women.
Opportunity to ensure that people understand the truth of my situation and scenario. Oh, Lord, I ask.
God, he creeps me out, man. He gives me such bad vibes.
That the people that see this video are able to pay attention to what's happened in the last couple of years when it...
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. You're confusing me because you're trying to dodge that you raped women, probably.
Comes to media, independent media, politics, not only in the United States of America, but of course in my home, the UK, that appears to be...
Yeah, go back. They don't want you. You're a hack.
Using bureaucracy increasingly to legitimize authority. I pray, Lord.
Oh, now he's praying. Shut your fucking mouth. You're a hack.
That anyone that I've harmed or hurt in my years of mindlessness in sin...
That was when you were cool, though.
Would be healed, Lord. I pray for...
Yeah, well, stop praying. God doesn't want you.
Infinite light and wonderful healing. For
God thinks you're a loser.
For them. And I pray, Lord, for the absolute truth.
You know how they say that God loves everyone? This is the exception. God hates you. He thinks you're a loser.
Of who I am to be abundantly revealed. And who I...
You're doing a selfie video and you're in your 50s.
I've always been, Lord, who I've always been because I am your creation.
Oh, God. You're the creation of God. God's not good at creating things then. If this is what he created, a washed up loser who rapes women because he has no game. Yeah, you're a loser.
You are my master.
Okay. He's my master. Shut the fuck up. You're a loser. And you'll always be a loser. People might go, oh, you sound jealous. I'm not jealous. I don't want to be that. He's an idiot. He always goes, I'm ashamed of my hedonistic past. That's when you were funny, though, because that was you being genuine. You're a slutty guy. You're a scumbag. You're a piece of garbage. But now this conservative BS, and honestly, listen, I don't judge people for being religious. If you want to believe, that's fine. But if you think that Russell Brand is a religious good person, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Believe in God all you want. I don't give a shit. But if you think Russell Brand's good, you're a moron. I thought this is funny. The unspoken thing is that Kamala Harris is married to a man who forced the nanny allegedly to get an abortion by cheating on his first wife. And then she got into politics by sleeping with the mayor of San Francisco in the 90s. So is this somebody you would want to get dating advice from? A career side chick? With no personality? Yeah. Here she is. She went on Rich Little Broke Girls podcast. So a bunch of Nepo babies that had daddy by a microphone. She went on and gave dating advice.
For anyone who is single, who wants to be in a relationship, is to be kind to yourself.
Yeah, we do know you're kind to yourself. You're a narcissist.
And choose to be with someone who is kind.
Oh, is Doug Emhoff kind when he forced the nanny to get an abortion? Or was the mayor kind when you were getting perks because you were going down on him? Is that being kind?
I mean, and there are different phases in your life, and depending on what phase you're in, maybe you're going to choose that you want to have that kind of Friday night relationship.
Yeah, you know, that was me in the 90s. That's how I got into politics. Friday nights with Kamala Harris in the 90s were wild. You never knew where that was going to go. A Friday night with Kamala Harris, either it was just out of control and everybody was having sex, or it was an argument and she would slash your tires. You never knew what a Friday night would be. Get in front, get in the back, and let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Or you want that Sunday morning relationship.
She's doing that thing because she's such a dumb broad. She doesn't know what she's saying. And she begins laughing. She doesn't know what she's saying. Moron.
Sometimes they go together and sometimes they don't.
Sometimes you can get both. And mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. they...
And sometimes you can have a threesome, oh yeah.
Is oil and water.
Yes, yes.
Right? And
shame on this podcaster. You, no wonder you're... I mean, I'm single, but it's by choice. But the last person I would take advice from is A, Gisele Bündchen, Ariana Grande, or this woman.
And that's okay. You know, you be in those phases where you are having fun.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. That's the only way I've ever had any success in my life is by sleeping around and putting up. That's how she did it. I'm sorry. I know liberals don't like when I say that. Oh, they get mad at me. But hey, sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes you don't want to hear the truth. She is a career side chick and always will be.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Wow, that was 1 hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Turn me up a little bit. When that music world comes in, it gets loud.
Swizzy!
Yes!
Ah. Hands up, 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 hands up.
I was on roids, I've been hitting so long, and I'm a big-headed boy. Nah, we ain't on HGH, though I might pick up some weight when I'm running through your state. Nah, we ain't on the clear, we on the runway, and back-to-back lift. It's Miss No More Drama and Barack Obama, Rama's feel honest. I put my life on these tracks, you act like y'all wanna prepare me for the facts. Luckily, my therapy is the rap. I just bare my soul, I don't expect nothing back. You all welcome, long as you felt. I was gon' get my, you know where the hell I'm from. I'm from the bottom, so I do this from the diapers. Quick, fast, turn the Big Apple into cider. I do this, I'm a writer and a writer. Spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do this for the lifers. I'm a writer and a writer. I spew it cause I'm nicer, but I do it for the lifers. You welcome. Again, somebody so deadly be of the pen. Viva Jovito Padino, Mui Bien. Big up to Biggie and Pac, I do it for them. Until I reach Khalik, I do it for him. Do it for those who can't do for self due to the pen. May these bars reach through your ball. And mine, when Mary sing, it heals your heart. Cause solely to stand still, you are. Love is a battlefield, we all get scars. Oh, I put my heart into this. This is much more than marketed music. The reason I gotta market through this is people going through pain. I'm just walking them through this.
I'm here for you.
This ain't no marketed music. People going through pain. I'm just talking them through it.
Oh, well,
watch the man hopping out of vans. I ain't only teach you about Ibiza, I taught you how to fish and not let other niggas feed you.
For
welcome.
All of y'all keeping y'all in hell, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. You all are welcome, you all are welcome, you all are welcome.
Everybody say knock him out the box, knock him out the box, Swizzy, knock him out the box, individual, knock him out the box, hey!
Hey, this is Fish Calloway, and you are listening to my best friend, Ryan Hoppy. He taught me who the hell writes this? Who writes this? Did he write this? Why would he write this? It's Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. This following segment has been brought to you by the best Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to Fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kid classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I'll go. WashChaseprinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I'll go. Other. Finally, I eat mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign on. All right, we're going to come back in happy hour, keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an honorary personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like seven live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. But what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afuera Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour and keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to gain education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, clocks and juke, we're playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done, feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone lines buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing, Hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the Hoppy Hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wind.
needles and rows. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Phone life buzzing, but the laughter's growing dim. Drums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Like clockwork to a show. Now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Riot Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Time is coming to an end, like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy strokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The happy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.